Like it definitely to me kind of tastes like when you let a chunk of vanilla, they're called scoops. When you let a scoop of vanilla ice cream melt down a little bit. And like, as a kid, you probably called it like soup. Well, I did. If I was the only one, don't tell me. Welcome to the Beer Feelings Podcast, where together we are going to indulge in life and craft beer. This show is all about demystifying the craft beer industry in a fun and flirty way for beer beginners or for beer lovers who are just hungry to learn more. My name is Natalie Jones. I'm the friend you never knew you had. And today, for the next 15 or so minutes, I'm going to be your beer guide. Now, typically when I'm introducing someone who's a little intimidated by beer or like they think they don't like beer to the craft beer industry, a cream ale is one of my standard go-tos in helping them find something that they like. So that's what we're going to talk about today, how it's made, why I love it, and why I think you will too. You know, all the normal things. Now, if you want to keep this boozy journey going with me long after this podcast is over and try tasting beer in a totally new way, head to beerfeelings.com/guide to download our free beer tasting guide. It's fun. It's flirty. It's kind of like those American Girl quiz books from a million years ago, but it's going to get you thinking about the flavors of beer in a way that you never have before. Now let's get into all things cream ale. On this episode, we're going to talk about what exactly does a cream ale taste like? How are they made and where did they come from? Why should you like this? And some foods that maybe if you like them already, I'd recommend a cream ale for you. And then we're going to wrap up with some fun and flirty Natalie tips. So let's dive in. What the hell does a cream ale taste like? Now, contrary to popular belief, a traditional cream ale doesn't actually include any dairy products. I personally have had cream ales that have added in like cream or sugar or vanilla, but traditionally no dairy in there. So lactose intolerant people unite. But when you're drinking a cream ale, you can expect something really simple and classic and light. Tends to be a little bit on the sweet side. It's smooth and velvety. Dare I say creamy? Like it definitely to me kind of tastes like when you let a chunk of vanilla, they're called scoops. When you let a scoop of vanilla ice cream melt down a little bit. And like, as a kid, you probably called it like soup. Well, I did. If I was the only one, don't tell me. But that's kind of what a cream ale tastes like to me. So it doesn't have a very bold hop kind of flavor, nor does it have a strong grain flavor. So that's why I recommend it to so many beginners, because it's just kind of this easy, breezy, light, sweet drink that is a beer, but it's not a beer flavored beer. So that's kind of what you can expect when you are tasting a cream ale. Now, where on earth did this style come from? Now, this is actually the first beer that we're talking about that is an American creation as a style. So many, many, many moons ago, when the beer scene started to take off here in America, we've kind of talked about in the past how people like how crisp and refreshing lagers are, but they're challenging to make and there's a lot of stuff that goes wrong. So the cream ale is kind of the love child of lagers and ales. Technically, it is an ale because it's called the cream ale, but they mixed up different techniques on how to produce this faster while still maintaining that light, kind of effortless feeling of a lager. So that's where it came from. It's an American love child. Easy way to remember it. Now, why on earth would you like a cream ale? Well, number one, I think just about anybody would like a cream ale. But in particular, if your go-to restaurant order is chicken tenders or chicken nuggets, if your go-to salad dressing is ranch, maybe when ordering a dessert, you always get a creme brulee or your favorite flavor of ice cream is like French vanilla bean. So really, if your ordering is pretty simple and classic, maybe you're a picky eater or you tend to like things on the plain side, you are probably going to fall in love with the cream ale and it will check a bunch of boxes that other beers won't. Now, Let's go on to some Natalie tips. If you are liking the cream ale and you're looking to level it up, we have a couple of sugars that you can use to put on the edge of your glass to kind of kick it up to the next level. So if you're looking to really lean in on the sweet side, feel free to stick our vanilla stout sugar on the rim of your glass. If you're looking to spice it up and kind of get like some flavors dancing on your tongue, I would suggest leaning into the chai cream sugar for some extra like festivity in there. It'll make the cream ale a little more like fall and like autumn. That'll make sense when you taste it. Taste it. You'll love it. It's great. Now, a few pairing ideas for the cream ale. If you listen to the sour episode, you know that I like to contrast things. As far as my flavors go, I find that to be a little more exciting. So I would recommend pairing the super sweet, well, not super sweet, but the sweet and smooth cream ale with something zippy and citrusy. So maybe a lemon bar would balance out really nice. If you're liking where the cream ale has taken you, you could just eat a bowl of berries. Mainly, this came to mind because right now I'm stuck on berries and cream TikTok, and honestly, I can't get off of it. So if you know how to get off of berries and cream TikTok, please send me a message as soon as possible. But berries would be really good with a cream ale, kind of continuing with the idea of something being light and just a little bit sweet. Cream ale would go really well with shellfish too. So those are your pairing ideas from me. Now, if you are looking for a recommendation for some of my favorite cream ales, my absolute go-to diehard favorite is from this little brewery called Boggy Draw. It was in Sheridan, Colorado. They've temporarily closed their doors and they're looking for a new location, but they have an out-of-this-world classic traditional cream ale called the Space Cowboy. I've brought people there that said that they don't like cream ales and they wouldn't stop talking about how good this one was. So Dave, I'm rooting for you. I can't wait until you come back and you get a location again. But the minute that these guys pop up, everybody, we're just going to like storm their doors and drink all their beer. But my recommendation for when they do come back is going to be the Space Cowboy Cream Ale. The other cream ale that I really am in love with is from Living the Dream Brewing Company. Now, it is down in Highlands Ranch, Colorado, but they have really solid liquor store distributions. So if you live anywhere in Colorado, go ahead and drive on down to your neighborhood liquor store and keep your eyes peeled for Powder Run. It is the cream ale from Living the Dream. Now, Powder Run does have some extra ingredients in there to kind of sweeten it up, really lean into that vanilla profile, but either Space Cowboy or Powder Run, you're going to have a great cream ale experience. So that is our speedy quick episode on the cream ale. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope if you've never tried it before, this gives you the confidence to go out there and confidently order one. But before I log off, if you have a speedy quick minute, go ahead and leave me a review on Apple Podcasts to help other beer newbies or beer lovers find the show so that we can just continue to grow this boozy, bougie, fun and flirty beer community. So that is it for today, and I hope that no matter what you are doing, that you are doing it with a great beer in hand and even better people by your side. Until next week, guys, cheers.